Here's a poem called Robert Bly Gets Up Early. This is a prose poem. It's based on a real incident that happened some years ago. Robert Bly gets up early. At the ticket counter at Minneapolis Airport, 7:30 a.m., standing in line, hand on my shoulder, it is Robert Bly, risen like a silo from out of the dark earth for one last greeting. He is flying to Boston to read, flying to Boston with a satchel of red bees. I have red bees in my bag. I can't do that thing, you know. I will have no hesitation in releasing them into your unconscious. Robert Bly, organic foods, white poncho, vitamin E. I get on my plane, sit down with Esquire, the New Yorker, and Greek lyric poetry. I reach for my notebook to write down a few bad lines about Robert Bly, unexpectedly putting his hand on my shoulder so early in the morning at the airport, when a man sits down beside me. It is Robert Bly. This plane goes to Pittsburgh, but he has charmed his way harshly past the stewardesses. He flies simultaneously to so many places in his head. Why should he not think that the Pittsburgh plane will take him also to his reading in Boston? Perhaps even directly to the podium. What does this manic son of Norway want of me? He shoves a small blue book into my hands. It is by a young Norwegian poet who is traveling around the country in a Greyhound bus with his girlfriend. Do we have money for him? He asks. His eyes crackle with the luster of vitamin E. Oh, Robert Bly, you are on this earth only briefly, like an angel with a hangover. I see you striding, wings folded, across the main lobby of the Minneapolis International Airport, pushing a vast plow. From the shattered floor foams a tide of soldier ants, Latvian attorneys, centurions, phantoms, admirals, minor poets with half-open parachutes. They flow out of the airport and into the landscape, determined to turn the country around. Oh, Robert Bly, get off my plane! I have two readings of my own to do in Pittsburgh. Robert Bly hurtles to gate 7A with his satchel of bees. He gets on his plane at last. He needs no charm now. He has a ticket. From deep in the poncho, he releases a bee. The bee makes his way forward into the cabin, crawls up onto the pilot's shoulder, and croaks into his ear. Take this plane to 4th century Tibet.